The passions of farming, cooking, brewing, and much more are all a part of Road Belly magazine. The Grand Rapids-based publication is about to enter its second year as it expands its scope beyond Western Michigan. Road Belly is an ad-free magazine and website devoted to covering what's new and growing in Michigan food and beverage. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Road Belly magazine partner Matt Drolette by phone yesterday. Matt started off by discussing Road Belly's roots.
I think that really what happened was, if you trace it back to the economy and how the economy dipped, and suddenly people were starting to realize that they had to tighten their belts, and so being able to go to Chicago for the weekend and do things like that, they weren't in the plan. And I think that the market reacted to that, where you started to have all these really talented, really, we call them artisans. They're chefs, they're distillers, they're brewers. Say, you know, we really, if you look at the state of Michigan, we really have all the best raw materials to do to create the best product and do the best services here. So you've got the farms, you've got you've got hop farms up in Leelanau County. You've got what they call the salad bowl down near Hudsonville, Michigan. You got all these things that came together, and then you had this great talent that also put all those things to use.
Tell me about the writers and photographers, the presenting talent behind the food and beverage talent. How did you gather your team?
The core group that we have is a really talented group of creatives, of writers and photographers, and we always are looking for somebody that has a little bit of an edge, not necessarily an angry side, but something stewing inside of them that they really want to get out, and that is something that really is unique to our magazine.
Right. Hey, something that I thought was pretty unique, you have on your homepage some beautiful images that relate to the photography that are in the magazine. And the video begins with what looks like to me about a 1977 Lincoln Continental with some Longhorns sort of lashed to the hood. What's that all about? I was just curious.
You know, there's a gentleman in the west part of the state that car belongs to him, and we had to go back at him two or three times to beg him to use the car in the video, and finally he relented, and because it fit what we were looking for. It fit that style. You know, you had a Michigan car in there, and it's about hitting the road in the old fashioned sense. I mean, I grew up in the 70s where we used to hit the road in my dad's Oldsmobile and drive. You know, you weren't going up north until you were driving at least 3 hours north.
So ride with us. Travel with your mouth, your feet, in your mind, and in your heart. Road Belly. Go with your gut.
That kind of harkened back to that, but it was just it's just really cool imagery, and you'll be seeing it again.
I'm glad to know that, because it was a really cool car with sort of an edgy surprise to it. I loved the Longhorns.
Yeah, that's great.
Talk about the digital and the print personalities of Road Belly.
As a matter of fact, we have discontinued the digital end of it with regards to the full content.
Okay.
And the reason we did that, interestingly enough, is we did some market studies. And the market studies, during those market studies, we found that our younger readers, those readers that were 19 to about 27 years old, by far preferred the print edition.
Really?
They liked the look. They liked the feel. Yeah. They liked the look, the feel, the smell of it. It's so, one of the funniest things is every time I go talk to somebody about Road Belly and I show them a copy of Road Belly, the first thing they do is smell it. It's the weirdest thing.
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, see, there you go. The proof is in the pudding. So, but one of the things that they said to us was they said that we prefer the print edition vastly over the digital copy, because everything to this point in our lives, being the 19 to 27, everything is digital. Everything is transient. Everything's disposable. There's nothing permanent in our lives right now, and we like the permanence of Road Belly. And some of the comments that we read were people saying that this is the kind of magazine that you sit back in an easy chair and you can read it front to back, because what you've got is you've got pure content, you've got great photography, you've got great writing, and you've got no ads in the magazine. And so there's nothing to break up that flow of just sitting and reading, and people appreciate that.
Yeah. Matt, what is the smell of the magazine? It's almost, to me, sort of a like an earthy, kind of like a clay smell.
I think it's just Michigan magic. I don't know what the smell. I have no idea what the smell. We don't put the smell in there. That's just how it comes from the printer.
There you go. This is Peter Warf for Current State on WKAR. I'm talking with Matt Drolet, one of the partners for Road Belly Magazine, the Grand Rapids-based food and beverage magazine that is starting to cover all of Michigan. Talk about some of your favorite stories. There have been some issues now. You must have some favorites or some that stand out to you.
Yeah, there really are a few favorites. You know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on doing that you don't find in other magazines is that we like to get to the story behind the story, because we really believe that every establishment that's opened is open because of a passion that somebody has, because they're artisans, and so everything that they do is an extension of their heart and soul. And so we really try to tell that story because we think that's the more compelling story. So some of the places that will, one of the places that has been such a pleasant surprise is this place up in Atlanta, Michigan. Atlanta is between Alpena and Gaylord, right on that little road. And I forget what it's, I think it's M42, something like that. And you drive through Atlanta, Michigan, and you see the normal things that you would see in a small town like Atlanta. You see a gas station, you see an outdoor outfitter, you see something with a moose on it, and then you run across this baklava shop that sticks out like a sore thumb. And I went in there the first time last year, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and met the Prince family. And it's Georgette Prince and her daughters and her whole family run this little baklava place that's just a gem. And they make amazing baklava, but their story is Georgette was, and there's a lot of these stories out there, Georgette was one of these women that would make baklava for her family. Then suddenly her family and friends wanted it. Then she would go to a party and they would always ask, "Hey, Georgette, are you bringing the baklava?" And so it turned into this shop, and it's just one of those little gems that is actually a source of pride for us that we find those types of places in Michigan.
Matt, there, as you mentioned, there are no ads in the magazine. So what is your financial model?
One of the things we found was that from a standpoint of cost, a lot of these magazines that exist out there are really prohibitive to the little guy. And so for someone to spend their hard-earned money on advertising, quote-unquote, they would have to, you know, it would be such an exorbitant cost that either they'd have to settle for such a small ad, which is a business card size ad that, you know, talks about, gives their logo, tells their location, and that's about it. Or they can look at a company like us, or look at a publication like ours, where for about that same cost, we can help them out and we can tell the story. It's allowing the reader to connect to them. Everybody has a place that they like to go wherever they live, that they feel like they go there because they know the person that owns it. They know the backstory. And that is going to create a loyalty more so than what kind of club sandwich you've got. And that really is what makes Road Belly so unique. And it allows the little guy to get, you know, a two-page layout and really tell their story and make that connection with the readers. And hopefully what that'll do is that'll, you know, create more customers and more friends to come through the door and give them a try.
Matt Drolet is one of the partners for Road Belly Magazine, the Grand Rapids-based food and beverage publication covering Michigan. Matt, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. And if you'd like to find out about getting a copy of Road Belly, you can go to roadbelly.com or you can visit our Facebook page.
Great. Thanks for that. For Current State, this is Peter Warf.